Thomas understood why they had, though. She was the only girl, and the rest of the Gladers were teenage boys, a bunch of shanks they didn't trust yet. Guess they were protecting you.
Yeah, I guess.
Melancholy seeped into his brain with her words, stuck to them like syrup.
But it sucks being alone after everything we went through.
Where'd they take you, anyway? She sounded so sad that he almost wanted to get up and look for her, but he knew better.
Just on the other side of that big common room where we ate last night. It's a small room with a few bunks. I'm pretty sure they locked the door when they left.
See? Told you they wanted to protect you. Then he quickly added, not that you need protecting. I'd put my money on you against at least half these shanks.
Only half?
Okay, 3/4, including me. A long stretch of silence followed, though somehow Thomas could still sense her presence. He felt her. It was almost like how, even though he couldn't see Min-ho, he knew his friend lay only a few feet above him. And it wasn't just the snoring. When someone is close by, you just know it. Despite all the memories of the last few weeks, Thomas was surprisingly calm, and soon sleep overpowered him once more. Darkness settled on his world, but she was there, next to him, in so many